Sunday Sips.
Talks about the culture. Today we are drinking, we switched it up. It's not wine. We're drinking spiced rum Kraken. Cheers, Kayla.
Cheers.
And we switched it up to celebrate the fact that we have...
over 100 followers.
Yeah. Downloads. I think we're at like 120-ish now, the last time I checked.
Oh, perfect.
I know. So we just want to, we're happy. We didn't know what to expect when we did this. And we appreciate everyone who is listening to us. And, you know, we're just going to keep going from here. And our topic is social media.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh. I'm sorry. I made her spill her drink.
I spilled some quality liquor. It's okay.
Damn.
That's okay.
That's alcohol abuse.
Sorry. I can't stand you. All right, so we're talking about social media. We picked this for a couple of reasons, but I think the reason I at first initially thought about it was I have ads on Hulu because I pay for the cheap Hulu, and I kept seeing these Facebook ads, and it'll show up the groups where like people are celebrating essential workers and ways people are staying connected, and it was making me think about the way social media for me is changing in this time, because I feel like it's more focused on like connecting, and I see the more positives in it, and I think... couple months prior, I would have thought of it as like something negative. So like that's kind of how I thought about the topic. But I know when I first brought it up, even me and you had different ideas of social media. Like I at first was like, this is very negative, and you felt a lot more positively about social media than I did.
Yeah, I think there are dangers to it, but overall, I'm definitely way more of a pro social media.
Yeah, yeah. So to begin, Kayla. When do you remember social media first popping into your life? Around when?
Probably like middle school. That's when I first got a computer. Like my mom got a Gateway computer.
The one that used to have the cow commercials?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Exactly. So, then I could like go on, I used like AOL for Instant Messenger or AIM. I used Napster, like in the early days of Napster when it was like free to download and people were like sharing music, some would say illegally.
Some would say.
You know what?
But I remember when you told me about Napster, you said you could chat on it. I don't remember the chat feature of Napster.
They used to have, like, just different chat rooms that you can go into based on, like, hobbies or age groups or whatever. And then it was, like, real basic where you just had, like, a screen name. And
your screen name was?
Don't even
like that. Alright, we'll come back to screen names.
Okay,
it's not going nowhere.
It's not going nowhere. Okay, if I give you mine, though, you're definitely telling me what your old screen names were.
I gotta remember them, but sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But yeah, like, I would go in chat rooms.
With the screen name of?
I don't even... So, I was also on Black Planet.
Okay.
Similar time frame.
Uh-huh.
Black Planet was, like, pre-MySpace.
Yeah.
And it was very similar, though, because, like, you could create your own page, you could decorate
it. Solange tried to bring Black Planet back. Remember that?
Who?
Solange, Beyonce's sister.
I'm for it, though.
Yeah, but she did, like, she tried to bring it back. She had a profile. I saw it a couple of months ago. So I think she tried to do a return of Black Planet. Did you have a MySpace?
I did not.
So you don't know about the top 8, top 16.
Did you?
That was my first interaction to social media. So I started with, well, I had AOL chat and we had AIM. So like me and my cousins used to be downstairs in her basement, like chatting away with people who maybe were in school with us. You never know. It was the internet. So I think, but the first time it actually felt like my own personal like sharing was MySpace. And I remember my mom didn't want me to have it. Some of my friends house and she made me one, and I remember I had like the dancing lines. My first theme song was the group Cherish, that song do it, do it, do it, do it. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, I'll play it one day.
Okay.
But that was my first interaction, and then I found out about Facebook because my garden instructor, because I did color guard,
And one day he was like, I'm going to write y'all on Facebook. And we're like, what do you mean Facebook? You mean MySpace? And he was like, oh, you're not supposed to know about that. That's for college students. Mm-hmm. So before that, all I knew was like top 8, top 16, you know, pre-coding, because we learned coding when we did MySpace to change our profiles. And then Facebook came up, and I think that's when Facebook really started to feel the combination of like Facebook getting ads and then like Instagram coming up is to me when social media started to take on more like a marketing magazine type feel, like promoting things.
Yeah, like right now it's so commercial. And
that's what it is.
Every other post is like a sponsored post.
But in the beginning, Facebook wasn't like that.
No, not at all. I remember when you did have to have a .edu email address to even sign up for Facebook. Like I was a senior in high school, and so like we all did get our .edu email addresses because I went to a college prep school, and we all...
Oh, excuse me.
Accepted into college.
Oh, I thought you just got accepted early and they gave you an email address and you got accepted.
No, but like, and then you could sign up, and then it wasn't too long after that where they just were like, fuck it, we'll let anybody else Facebook.
Yeah, because it turned into, I feel like it just, then they wanted to open up to more people because they saw the potential, like,
yeah,
in this. And then the reason why I still have a Facebook, because I'm not on social media as much as I used to be. I think now I'm getting into it more because outside's closed. Well, it's opening up, but like for a while, only thing I could do was like go online and like look on Netflix. But I feel like I got away from it because in the beginning it was about like connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, it felt like everybody, like then when my mom first got a Facebook, mm-hmm, I was like, okay.
Do you think it, like, wasn't as exclusive anymore now that you're, like, your mom's on?
Yeah, it's, like, when I put a status and then, like, now, I am very, very open and comfortable, like, telling my parents things. So, I'm not one who would be, like, oh, I couldn't add my parents because I don't want them to know something. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, I want to go on a rant. You know, I don't want my dad to see my emotional. Like, when I was young, I was, like, I don't want my dad to see this status. Mm-hmm. So, I want to try and find something else. And then I found Instagram. I got on Instagram like 2011, 2012, when it first came out, and it was literally like just a couple of people you know, you take a couple of pictures, like, oh, look at this plate I ate, or look at this little vacation, and then I deleted it for a while, and I got back on it, and it just feels like I said before, it feels like a magazine that's constantly refreshing. Is what Instagram feels like to me with like influencers and the ads and the waist trainers they be selling and the bedazzled masks.
Yeah,
it's
I can't stand the ads.
So
I like Instagram in the early days. Like I was probably a latecomer to Instagram, but once I did, I was like, this is great because before there were really no ads.
Mm-hmm.
And then like people were just taking pictures of like their cats. Putting a filter on it, it looks amazing now, and then posting it, and then your friends are like, oh, I love your cat. But now it's like so, the photos are so curated.
Yes.
And it's...
There's apps to actually, like, Photoshop people to the point where you look like a different person. Like, you can really change your figure.
FaceTune?
You can, yes. Like, you can do a lot of things to where it's like, you filtered that photo so much, it's not even originally... Yeah, like, I've seen pictures of, like, influencers who, like, were brought, like, asked to come to, like, be, like, VIP at a party or something, and they show up, and they don't even look like their pictures.
No.
That's not right. That's not okay.
That's not okay.
Because then you have people looking at that thinking, like, this is what my stuff needs to look like. So I, for a while, had to get off of social media because I would feel myself scrolling after a while and just not feeling happy, and I didn't even know why.
I know why.
Okay, tell me why.
It's because we're comparing ourselves to other people.
But not even the reality. We're comparing ourselves to
their fake persona that they're putting out on Instagram. Like, that's not even them. Like, I know, well, for Facebook, I only follow people that I have met in real life. I don't have anybody that I, like, are strangers. They might be, like, just acquaintances. Maybe I had a college class with them.
Right.
I have seen them in real life.
Okay.
Instagram, like,
oh yeah,
not the case. I think that, like, you can't look to these people that you don't know and think that that's their real life. Because look at people that you do know who are fronting. Like, they have this glamorous lifestyle, and you're like, didn't you just get laid off last
Jesus. You calling people out.
I mean, let's be real. But they're still like, hey, living my best life. Like,
yeah.
You need to save. Stay home.
I know. Okay, so I found this statistic, and it was, so the article is called, literally, 1 in 3 millennials say social media worsens their lives. Everybody and their grandparents are on social media these days, for better or worse. And so it asks by generation, how many people think it actually, like, worsens their life. So baby boomers say 16%. Gen X is 28, and millennials are 33%. So why do you think we're one of the highest out of this study who think, like, I feel like I remember my parents thinking, like, the cell phone was bad. Well, not my parents, but my generation's, like, you know, you're texting, you're always on your phone, you don't know how to socialize.
The, like, older, like, baby boomer generation.
The Facebookers.
Yeah, the Facebookers. I can see the allure there because, like, it was really cool for a minute where you could find, like, really old, like, schoolmates.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, classmates that you went to, like, elementary school or, like, college with and reconnect.
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, a big thing for people.
Mm.
And,
sure.
And even me, like, I was like, oh, my friend from my old neighborhood where I grew up from, now I can follow her and, like, see what's going on in her life. That's cool. And I think that's what, like, boomers use it for is, like, stay connected to people.
Uh-huh.
And especially, like, I hate to say this, but it prevents them from becoming lonely.
Okay.
And then our generation, like, so you, in that article you said, what are we?
Instagram.
We're Instagram. Okay. Uh-huh. For me, Instagram, like, you can do it quick.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can do it, like, in 5 minutes when you're, like, taking a break.
Uh-huh.
Or you can be on it for hours.
Right.
While you're watching Netflix. But,
man.
I don't, it's visual. I'm a big visual person. That's why I like Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that, so I'm looking at people I know now, and I see a lot of us now, like, doing amazing things, like people that I grew up with. I'm like, wow, you are killing it in, like, a small business or in your role at your job. And so I see a lot of people using Instagram as a way to make a brand for themselves. So even us, like, I just got an Instagram last year. I just got convinced, like, in Desi, it's okay to have one. Like, it's not a, social media is not bad.
No.
But I'm using Instagram and Facebook to promote our podcast. So, like, I see the value in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it more as, like, Instagram is, like, how you are, like, putting off your brand. And I think that sometimes, like, if you have a business, like, who you are is, like, a brand. Like, I am a brand, and, like, it's me being myself. And so it's, like, how do you want people to, like, kind of, like, I don't know. People put a lot to their profiles.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's whole apps where you can, like, organize things.
Really?
Yeah, there's apps where you can, like, organize, like, different layouts and templates for, like, the photos you have. And so some people put a lot of work into that. So when people click on it, it's like, this kind of shows a little bit about me.
Back on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Like, what you were saying about having business pages and, like,
mm-hmm.
trying to use it as a way of promoting your
yeah.
businesses and stuff. Like, I look at it that way, too. And I think, like, the reason why I'm pro social media is because I look at it from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it for, like, search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
I have a blog.
You do. It's like a foodie blog.
Now I have a podcast. So, like, I've been trying to just use social media as a tool to promote things that I want to put out in to the universe.
Right.
And hopefully gain some followers that way. But
then when you do that, I think that when you have, like, a business or something and that is your brand, like, that's what you're putting into,
mm-hmm.
like, that's cool. But for some people who are, like, influencers, like I said, like, they are their brand.
They are.
So when it comes to that, and that's why I say Instagram to me is like promoting a brand sometimes, because like when I look at an influencer who they are famous off of Instagram, mm-hmm. it's like you're basically promoting like how you look and this beautiful house that look like you have, these vacations you go on. And so then it's like you're selling a false reality.
Yes.
And that's when you get into people like feeling worse about themselves.
I think our jobs as parents, as elders, you're not like, I'm an aunt, you know, we're about to hit auntie status. Like, for the young people in our lives, we need to like let them know like this is not real. Because mm-hmm. they might not know it's not. Like, we know mm-hmm. these are photo shoots.
But didn't our parents try and tell us that about? I had J15 magazine, like, all these magazines. Like, that was magazines for us growing up. And, like, billboards so and, like, commercials. Yeah. It's, like, a magazine that multiple people are able to contribute to. And it's up to you which ones you want to subscribe to.
But when you talk about being impressionable young people, mm-hmm. I think that they need to know, like, mm-hmm. this is a touched up photograph. Uh-huh. Don't compare yourself to that, because
all they're going to do is then touch their photograph up. So they're going to say, okay, since this is a touched up photograph, what app did you download to do that? Now I'm going to download that app. Or there's probably already an ad for that app on Instagram, or someone sponsored it. Going to download that app. Then I'm going to start configuring my shape on this app, and I'm gonna start airbrushing myself so I can then post photos to compete with somebody else so I can get my followers up. Now I feel some way about myself because I have to touch my photo up. But that's the stuff that can go through somebody's mind. Like, I take this photo, it's not good enough to go on social media. Let me now doctor my photo up. So now, even though I know it's fake, I'm also having to go through that to put my photo up.
But,
so then you feel worse about yourself.
Some of these aren't even apps, though. Like, some of these are just real photographers with real sets.
Uh-huh.
Like, I watched this whole Netflix documentary where some of the influencers, like, that's their income. That's mm-hmm. their livelihood. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, they're not just taking a picture and changing it mm-hmm. on an app.
Yeah.
They're, like, this is their whole business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, like, I think that those people, they might be thinking, yeah, this is cool, I'm making a lot of money, but it's a trap. Like, you're on this constant cycle where, like, now you have a lot of followers, mm-hmm. you have to continue to post.
Remember when Facebook shut down and all those influencers, like, freaking out?
Yes.
Girl!
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, they don't know what to do. So, like, let's say the internet broke tomorrow. Like, how many people would be out of a job?
Man. Like, if Instagram was no longer a thing, how many less celebrities would we have?
Yeah.
And how many people is that? So, but then we have people who are looking to that. Like, what do you want to do as a career? I want to be an influencer.
That's like, not a career. I would say get a skill. Like, if you really want to, like, be funny or, like, try to be found on Instagram or on social media, like, uh-huh. that's cool, but have a backup plan. Like, mm-hmm. have a PhD to fall back on.
So what's your thing? Do you think people can be addicted to social media?
Absolutely.
Do you think there will ever come a time when there'll be like an age limit to get on social media? I was listening to this one news thing, and it was saying they could see, because of the research that's coming out about mental health, they could see to where it's advised like kids under a certain age shouldn't even be on social media like that. Do you see that ever being a thing?
No. I mean, I agree with the study that they shouldn't be on social media, but mm-hmm. I don't think any social media outlet is going to say, like,
no,
they're going to be a certain age to be on our website.
They're going to jewel it. They're going to make it look friendly and just say, maybe not. Yeah, they're going to jewel it.
Yeah, or because they're just going to lie. Like, I was doing it once. We were savvy.
Oh, we will scroll quickly. My birthday is, like, June 1st, 1971 to get in websites. Like, yeah, my name's Debbie. Like, just making up stuff.
Serious, like, kids are not dumb.
Man, they shall not. I mean, so, but then, like I said, like, I see the pros in social media, and one thing I was realizing is, like, so I had to take breaks from social media for, like, just different things that have been posted. Like, first when coronavirus, when everything was coming out, I didn't really take a break because I was like, I'm just swarming in the unknown, and it's scary. There's been a lot coming out about police brutality that's been hitting really hard.
Yes.
Just had one. I'm not ready to speak on it, but I also see how social media is a tool to where, for a long time, media was controlled.
Yes.
And so I see social media as a way to where people can have an equal playing field. But there's also a real thing of a digital divide. Not everybody has like the resources, but like if you have a phone, you are able to get a message out if you really need to. And so I've seen the way social media can be used as a tool for like activism or like spreading a word, like even the Women's March after Trump got elected. Like that was amazing. Or like even the world feels like more global. So I remember when there was like the riots in like Syria or Egypt, and it's like people are able to take their phones and sneak phones in and able to show the rest of the world like what is going on.
Yeah, like it almost makes the world like smaller. So
It shall do.
I think a lot of good things have come out of social media. Like, a lot of social pressures have come from Twitter or Facebook or social media, like putting pressure on judges and polices and districts and, you know, making them do the right thing, because now everyone's got a camera. Like, there's cameras everywhere. There's, there's security cameras, there's doorbell cameras, there's phone cameras. Like,
there's refrigerator cameras.
You're on a camera somewhere. Like, don't do anything and think no one's watching.
Man.
I could go down a whole conspiracy about how Big Brother is watching, but I won't.
I'm sure everyone's already heard the conspiracy. You can't even talk about, like, Snapchat. Like, okay, what are your thoughts on Snapchat? I got Snapchat, like, a couple months ago. I'm so new to Snapchat.
I have Snapchat downloaded on my telephone.
Okay.
I rarely use it.
Uh-huh.
When I do, it's usually to send explicit photographs
Kayla,
to my men friends.
How much spice rum you didn't drink?
You asked. I answered.
I just like the little ears you can get on the photos. I like that.
I've never used a filter.
Oh. I just like the ear filters. I like to look like a bear or something. That's why I get it. That's my spice rum answer.
I wanted to just, like, mention a couple other social media sites.
Okay.
And,
like Twitter?
Well, no. I don't want to go in depth.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're, like, widely used that much. But I just, like, want to mention that.
Take it away, Kayla.
So, Reddit. Have you heard of Reddit?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've seen screenshots of Reddit.
Okay, yeah. Reddit's a good social media. And Quora. Have you heard of Quora? So Quora is like a Q&A website. Like, so if you had a question, like, let's say I'm interested in international travel in Europe, and you have a question, and then all these people can see your question and try to answer it, and then, like...
Could I just Google my question?
I mean, you could. I'm just saying these are, like, the more nerdy websites.
Okay, go ahead.
And we don't have to go in detail.
So, like, Google can do most of these websites things.
I'm done.
Go ahead. We have Reddit. We have Quora.
Yeah. How do you feel about TikTok? I know you mentioned...
Man, I feel like TikTok has some of the craziest challenges in my life. First off, I do want to mention Twitter. Never had a Twitter, but I respect Twitter. I'm at the level of Twitter where if it's really good, somebody will screenshot it and put it on Instagram for me.
I'm on Twitter.
You're on Twitter. I tried, but I felt like it was like the internet micromanaging me. Like people just were telling in the beginning, like, now I'm going to eat a sandwich. Now I saw Trey Songz at the mall.
It's not that elementary.
It felt like it to me. That's why I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. So I deleted it. I still have an account, but it's just my name. TikTok to me feels, it's funny for me to watch them once the videos made it to Instagram. I do not see myself putting in the time and energy to make a TikTok video. So I feel like it's like 30 seconds, but it probably took you like more than 20 minutes to make it. And I'll tell you about that video I saw that turned me off from TikTok. So remember that?
No.
It's like that Ty Dolla Sign song, like, baby, come give me some.
I didn't know you saw that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's that, like, I call it the elbow, shimmy, shimmy, clap challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this funeral home doing it, and the workers were doing it. Everybody's elbow, shimmy, shimmy, clap. And I'm like, okay, four people do it. Then I see a coffin. I'm like, oh, they're done. Somebody got behind the coffin and pushed the coffin to make it look like it was shaking. I said, I am done. They done took it too far. No more elbow, shimmy, shimmy, clap challenge for me. And I was reading these articles about, did I tell you about the craziest TikTok challenges?
No.
Okay, so let me go ahead and Google this right quick.
Please tell me what they are.
Craziest TikTok challenges. I honestly heard about, like, this one boy. There was a lick the toilet seat challenge, and a homeboy got coronavirus.
Ew. He could catch a lot more viruses.
Well, he definitely got coronavirus.
He could catch a whole lot on the toilet.
TikTok. Okay, instead of saying craziest, I should say stupidest. Stupidest TikTok challenges. The dumb, dangerous TikTok challenges that spawned from this year. From New York Post. I'm not going to read that one. The Penny Challenge, also known as the Outlet Challenge. Literally shocking. I don't got to read no more. The Cereal Challenge. Throw It in the Air Challenge is something. You stand in a circle, and then you bow your heads and toss an object high in the air. You're forbidden to move out of the way until it hurtles toward you. So just wait to get hit by something from the air. Is a challenge.
Oh.
The Cha-Cha Side Challenge? That can't be too bad. Really? How dare you? How dare you put the Cha-Cha Slide Challenge? It's just the new Cha-Cha Slide. They put that in the same website as the Throw It in the Air Challenge, the Penny Challenge. How's getting shocked by a penny as crazy as doing the Cha-Cha Slide?
That's like a normal just dance you would do in any gallery. Right?
Are we the old generation to where you'd rather stick a penny in a socket than do our old dance?
You know what? I will personally admit that I am old. And I think that I am too old for TikTok. And
here's
I'll admit that.
Well, I'm not TikTok-ish, but we are. So there's this special by Eliza Schlesinger called The Elder Millennial. Mm-hmm. And I said, that is me. Like, I was looking up when millennials start. And so I think the new generation starts at like 1995, and I'm 1991. So I'm a youngish millennial, but I feel old. I have an old soul. Like, I feel like younger millennials, like I was telling you, younger millennials will be like, I don't need no jacket when I go out. The elder millennial will bring her jacket when she goes somewhere and not worry about looking cute.
Yeah.
Like, I
especially
buy stuff
like
for comfort now.
When there's snow on the ground.
And we in Cleveland, it gets like negative 15.
I'm dressing appropriate. Like, we're on the lake.
I'm wearing socks nowadays. Like I care about arch support. I want comfortable.
I don't know. What am I? Maybe like a medium millennial?
I said elder.
Elder. I was born in 87. So does that make me elder millennial too?
Mm-hmm. Probably. If I'm elder, probably. You're probably like AARP millennial.
Side note, I could not wait to be old and retire and take advantage of all the senior discounts.
I can't wait to get old and just like be able to say whatever I want to say. Like, just get out of my way. I'm tired. Like, I just can't wait for that level of life. Can't wait till something's paid off, like a car is paid off.
So
that's the level.
I have two questions and answer them like
together.
The first thing that comes to your mind, like quick. Okay.
All right.
So first. What do you love about social media?
I love memes. I think they're funny. I'm somebody who, in case you don't know this by now, I love joy. I love expression. I love happiness. So anything that can like put happiness into the world, I'm all for. And I think memes do that. Like, if I have nothing to say, I can send you a funny meme.
Yeah.
And that'll
sometimes,
do it.
Sometimes, like, it'll bring me back. It'll brighten my day.
Yeah.
Like, let me have a really shitty day and find, like, a good meme that I can just
what's
meme.
It?
I call it a meme.
You said must have gut.
Yeah. I think laughter is the best medicine.
It is. Okay. What's the other question?
So what's the thing that you hate about social media?
I'm gonna finish my drink before I answer.
Okay.
What I hate about social media is it gives off a false perception of reality, and kids exposed to stuff they shouldn't be exposed to. I know our generation said it. I know I've never said about us, but like, mm-hmm. I see kids growing up really quick. I see kids comparing themselves to people they don't need to compare themselves to. I see people choosing role models off the wrong things. And I just think that like everybody is comparing themselves to something that's not real. And I want to see better for people. So, and I think that people are mixing up social media connections with authentic connections. And so people have a whole bunch of followers and are real lonely. And I think it takes a long time for people sometimes to realize that if that's how they like, you know, measured how many people know them and care about them and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like I once found myself like when I was younger posting pictures and measuring the experience off of the likes I got. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to live that way. Like I like
Isn't
to have
that an crazy how like likes will equal self-esteem.
Likes will be like how. But for me, I was like, this was great for me, and I shouldn't be thinking about an experience and thinking like, ooh, I wonder who else would like to see this. Like, this was for me. And so I think that like authentic relationships and authentic moments are being like tainted and clouded by us trying to bring other people into it. Like, if my man does something nice for me, I don't want to take a picture of it on my story. You know, like, so that's my quarrel with social media.
That kind of ties into just like a life mantra that I have.
Uh-huh.
Because like I'm not living my life for anybody else. Mm. So I'm not gonna like flaunt, you know, the good stuff or like, ooh, my man brought me flowers, mm-hmm. or like whatever, mm-hmm. on Instagram. You know, we make your moves in silent, and then once you're at the top, like people will see.
Are you saying real G's move in silence like lasagna?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm glad you could translate like that so much better. Thank you. I think we covered everything.
I think we're ready to call it.
This was good.
This was fun. We love doing this, and we love when y'all listen and encourage us. So keep sharing, subscribe, review, like.
Follow us on Facebook,
yeah.
Instagram, all the social media, because we just talked about it. Ha ha. You see on there?
Bye, Kayla.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.